Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jim Sears of Elanco talking BRD in just a moment.
This is Rod Mozell with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Dr. Jim Sears with Elanco with us today. Want to talk with Dr. Sears about BRD, bovine respiratory disease. This is something that we've been discussing, Jim, down through the years. I can remember talking with the veterinary specialist decades ago about BRD, but yet here we are, still it's a problem, still it's a concern, and it's something that cattle producers have got to get their arms around. Why is that?
Well, of course, because it's a very complex disease. I agree. It's frustrating. I think we've made actually one of my positions, I guess, or arguments is I think if we sort of step back, we have made a lot of progress on BRD or respiratory disease in cattle in many different ways over the years. However, some people would argue, and I would tend to be in that camp, we're not doing as bad as one might first think when you look at the numbers, but the basic answer to your question is because bovine respiratory disease is a complex issue, complex disease. It's not a single disease. There's no single cause or cure. It triggers primarily off of stress, and so this time of year especially, there's often a lot of stress applied to various cattle. For example, we wean many of our calves this time of year. We ship calves this time of year, change feeding locations, and et cetera. So it kind of all feeds into it, though our numbers are not as good as we would hope. Kind of looking over, in many ways, we've made a lot of progress as well. We always have to think about it, as you suggest with your question, this time of year and really all year round.
Jim, you know, I know that there's been a lot of ways to try to calculate the impact of BRD on a cattle operation. Economically, this is one of our biggest issues when it comes to animal health, isn't it?
I think that's fairly a general consensus on that. There's a lot of offshoots of the main problem. Depends on how far and deep you want to calculate and that sort of thing. I've heard the number many times that various experts have estimated that as an industry, it's somewhere on a dollar value, it's somewhere around $1 billion with a B damage to the cattle industry per year.
I know that you alluded to the fact that it's a complex disease. We kind of really lump, I think, several different things maybe under this title of bovine respiratory disease. In general, explain to us, what is the disease? What is BRD when you start, when you label it, when a veterinarian tells a producer, well, your calves have got BRD, what is he really saying?
BRD, of course, again, is bovine respiratory disease, and most producers know that as pneumonia, or maybe they just talk about respiratory disease or simply sick calves, but it's essentially infection, disease of the respiratory system, of course, and there are a number of bacteria that are known to be a challenge and that can be involved either separately or together in a number of viruses. The overall model, though, is, and I believe it to be true, essentially it starts with stress. The model is stresses, if they're additive enough or great enough, they will tend to compromise the immune system such that, these pathogens have a better chance to get a foothold. Oftentimes, you get some kind of a viral insult, meaning, exposure to a virus, and those, if that occurs, there's further damage to the immune system, and then the bacteria can take over. And by and large, when we're talking about sick calves or respiratory sickness in calves, when it gets down to actually treating sick calves, we're usually treating the bacteria. They're the ones that do the greatest damage to the actual lungs. But it's again, it's kind of a combination of stress, viruses, plus or minus the viruses, and almost always bacteria.
Senior Technical Services Veterinarian for Elanco Animal Health, Dr. Jim Sears. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.